Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. Well, we are a couple of days away from the Tom Brady Invitational, where each and every year, Mr. Brady, Mr. Belichick invite another team out and play a little football, and we know how it normally ends. I am a Patriots fan. I can't tell you that I'm honestly a football fan. However, Natalie Calabat is joining us, and I met Natalie the other day over at the Richmond Generals Fan Appreciation Night. Huge television star Natalie is right here with us. And Natalie, I'm thrilled to have you here.
Jeff, thank you for having me. It was so awesome. And it's nice to be with you here on ground, not on the ice,
That's right, at the Generals
game. So we had a blast dropping the puck at the fan appreciation. It was so nice of the team to have us. What a special evening,
right? Oh, they're great, great people. You're going to do it again?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Maybe not in 5-inch heels this time, right? I'll try to, you know, wear some sneakers next time just because
we don't
want to go down that road again.
I must confess, first time I did it, also 5-inch heels, I learned and said, that's it. No, I'm wearing flats next time. So we did it. But everybody loves your sports guests. And by the way, remind everybody what channel you're on, what time they're going to see you covering all the sports, Natalie.
Absolutely. So, Jeff, I've been here in Richmond just over a year. I'm the weeknight sports anchor at WRIC ABC 8. And you can catch me at 6 and 11 doing the sportscast, and actually sometimes in the 5 and 5:30 newscast. For instance, today I'll be doing a hit at 5:30 on the Super Bowl coverage that we have through our Next Star team.
Okay.
In Atlanta. So.
Oh, now you didn't get the chance to go to Atlanta? What happened?
I did not. No, but we have our crews there working very hard from the Rhode Island stations and throughout the Next Star company. So they've been providing us with great content. And I almost feel like I'm there. I mean, it's been awesome. You know, just being able to hear from the players and, you know, just listening to the great content.
So. Okay. All right. So let's talk a little bit about the game that you anticipate. And as I said, I'm a Patriots fan. I can't give you all the details on football, but you know this stuff and you follow these teams. So you look at the two teams. What's your sense of how this game plays out?
Jeff, it's so interesting. Obviously, the headline, you know, youth in the Rams versus the experience of the Patriots. So regardless, you know, of who you are a fan of, it's hard to root against Bill and Tom Brady. Yeah. Like, they are just, you know, a dynasty, and it's scary to go up against them. But just with our Next Star coverage, just kind of feeling the emotions of McVay and Jared Goff, very serious, very business oriented, where the Patriots, they're like, you know, here's another go around, you know, we're relaxed, you know, Gronk's dancing and Tom Brady's, you know, just laughing. So it's interesting to see the emotions between the two different teams.
Yep.
You know, I went to school at USC, University of Southern California.
Yes.
Got to say it, right?
Because
we don't want to get confused.
Full disclosure.
With South Carolina. So, former Pac-12 athlete, I got to go for the Rams, though. I got to root against you.
You're killing me here. Oh, my gosh. Now, Natalie, here's the problem that I have. Now, you spent 4 years at USC, right?
I did,
and I shared with you, my oldest guy has been accepted to Stanford and USC. So
he's
heading to California.
That's amazing.
Wicked smart. Scary smart. But every year for the Super Bowl, I prepare food from each city. Okay, so New England, I've got covered. I've got chowders, I've got stuffed quahogs, I've got Boston cream pie. What am I supposed to serve that properly represents Los Angeles?
Oh my gosh. You know, seared tuna, avocado, like no carbs, right? Just very bare bones. You know, healthy foods, no chowders or anything fun like the New England.
So nothing fun is what you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, in L.A., you know, they don't even serve bread at some of the restaurants. It's just very, being from the East Coast,
yikes.
I'm like, where's the bread? You know, I told my mom, I'm like, gosh, you know, I'm not carbo loading as much out here on the West Coast. So, but yeah, I mean, that's one of the best parts of the Super Bowl is the food and being with people.
It's an experience.
Exactly.
All right, so let's get back to the game for just a second. We're talking about the experience of Tom Brady, right? The experience of Bill Belichick. Natalie Calabat is joining us from ABC 8, who is the sports anchor, 6, 11, 5, 30, whatever they need you. You're there, and you're doing great stuff. Yeah.
Thank you.
So Belichick and Brady, let's be honest. They've been to the dance before. They know how this plays out. I don't think that you can get a lot of nerves coming from them, right? They're very cool. They're very calculated. the Rams are new, right? These are young, energetic, great players. I don't want to take anything away from them, but this is the biggest spotlight of their careers. They've got to be a little nervous and apprehensive, right?
Right. So much pressure on the Rams. You can feel it, you know, just hearing from the players, hearing from the coaches, whereas the Patriots are like, you know, here we go again, you know, and obviously when you're going against the Patriots, be prepared to make big plays up into the wire, because you know it is going to end right. on the last play. They always do that.
That's right.
How is Aaron Donald of the Rams going to come up and make some big plays for L.A. at the end of the game? So.
Yeah. Well, that's, and you're right. I mean, here, remember the Atlanta game a couple of years ago? It was done. We were all packing our, well, many people were packing their bags. My gosh, you can't believe that he blew it. And then it's one of those Tom Brady here, hold my beer moments where he goes, right. I got this,
guys. Yes. Trust me.
Right.
Here goes nothing. You know, say a quick Hail Mary, look to the sky, and win a Super Bowl again. So
yeah.
It'll be interesting. It'll be fun. I don't think it'll be a blowout, Jeff. I have some positivity. I think the Rams are really, you know, all business. They're going to hold on, and, you know, we'll see what happens. I do think the Patriots will take it, though, maybe by a touchdown.
Okay.
Late
in the game. There, that's going to be the key, right? Again, it's going to be late in the game. Now, there was some sort of situation with two of the other teams, and I don't remember what it was. I think it was the Rams, and who were the Rams playing?
Chiefs.
No, we played the Chiefs.
We played the Chiefs. You mean the Saints?
Yeah, that's
Saints
who
Rams?
It was. Right. Wasn't there? See, again, being a Patriots fan, I know there are other teams in the league. I'm not.
We
really,
forget about them, right? It's like Saints, Chiefs.
Yeah, but wasn't there a whole thing at the end of the game? Somebody went into overtime, and there was some questionable officiating. What was the real story on that?
Yeah, I mean that's interesting. And then you have that whole Pittsburgh, you know, with the lower third on TV saying you know Tom Brady's a cheater. Jeff, it's hard. I don't have too much of an opinion on that. I just kind of, you know, watch the game, like to analyze it, but things happen. I mean, it is a business. Everyone wants to win.
Right.
And at the end of the day, it's, you know, the best team on that field. And other teams may get a little bit feisty, you know, when they lose and vice versa and, you know, the officiating, but let the boys play. That's kind of how I say it. Let the guys play, see how it plays out, and go from there. So no cheaters allowed, though, right?
No, of course not. Ever. There's never. Listen, this nonsense attack in the Patriots. I do think it's important that Coach Belichick knows exactly where the Rams are staying. Simply, you know, in the event that he needs to reach out, needs to let them know what Atlanta's like. I mean, it's a friendly sort of a thing, Natalie. It's nothing more than that.
Exactly. And at this level, these guys are so good.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think there's anything going on behind the scenes.
No.
I think it's strictly talent and ability. And let's face it, the Patriots are a freaking good football team. I would not want to face them. I don't think many people would. So I'm super excited for Sunday.
Just all right. So we're talking. We're talking about talent and ability, which obviously reminds me. Natalie Calabat is here from ABC8. We were chatting a little bit, Natalie, about Gronk.
Yes.
Right. Character, walking, building. The man has his own area code. He's that big.
Literally.
Yeah. But he has been beaten up just playing the game, you know?
He really has. And it'll be interesting to see what happens. There's been some rumors that maybe this is his last season. Would it be nice to go out with another Super Bowl? Yeah, I would, you know, but we'll see. He's turning 30 in May.
Right.
So, I mean, that's 30 is young. I know we're talking about, I'm not even 30, but I mean, it'll be interesting to see if he, you know, kind of hangs it up after this and lives out his celebrity life. You know, everyone loves him. He's a TV personality. I wouldn't be surprised if he gets into broadcasting, Jeff.
Of course. So, I think his first stop is WWE, not a full-time schedule, because I think, you know, he's beaten up, but he has that personality. He's friendly with those guys. He's a character. Now, my question to you, though, I look at Tom Brady and Bill Belichick.
Yes.
Let's, for the sake of argument, say you win. Right. You have the most appearances in the Super Bowl if you're Tom Brady ever. Right. Mm-hmm. It'll be 9 appearances, more than most teams have ever done. You wind up with 6 rings. You're 41, 42, which, again, I hate to say it, it's not that old. I mean,
no.
I hate to hear them tell him that he's old. But what do you think? If you're Tom Brady, do you say, thanks, I'm done?
I say we still have 4 fingers, so let's get 4 more. No,
there you go,
Jeff. I think it's, you know, it's interesting. Shouldn't Bill, Gronk, and Tom all kind of retire at the same time? I mean, wouldn't that be kind of a story,
cool.
a national headline? But I mean, man, Tom Brady does not seem like he's hanging up the cleats anytime soon. When reporters have been asking him all week, he's like, guys, I'm not focused on retiring. I am focused on this game.
Yep.
We'll see what happens. But man, I love this game and I just want to keep going. I feel great.
Yeah.
You know, I thought it was funny on Twitter. We're big on Twitter. And he just said, someone wrote, Tom said he can't remember the last time he ate a slice of pizza. I'm like, man, I eat pizza every weekend. Like, I better, you know, get with the Tom Brady eating schedule for my TV diet. So I thought that was kind of funny.
He's crazy. But I think he's also still got, as crazy as it sounds, I think he has a chip on his shoulder, right? He was a sixth round draft pick. And he continually wants to say, hey, by the way, guys, remember, I'm the guy you passed over all these times.
Yeah.
And while he won't refer to himself as the GOAT, I think the rest of us can pretty much agree he is the greatest of all time.
And I love that you bring that up. I was actually on the phone with a friend and talking about this game because, you know, my job consumes my life and I love it. Right. And I love football and I'm so excited for the Super Bowl. But it's so true. Like sometimes those under the radar guys, you know, sixth round pick and just takes it right to the top. And I love those stories.
Yeah.
You know, those guys that come out from, you know, left field and really take it to the roof. It's awesome.
All right. Now, do you do predictions? I never do predictions.
I don't either.
Okay.
So I think that's why you and I get along.
Yeah.
So I'll two peas in a pod here. But no, I mean, I do think the Patriots have it, you know, have the game in line, maybe by a touchdown or two late in the game. That's what I would say.
Okay. Well, we'll watch the game. Check in next week. See how it all turns out.
Absolutely.
Now, you covering anything special or in particular that you've got coming up?
I mean, we're doing our Super Bowl coverage, obviously college basketball we've been, you know, heavy on, and I have a piece coming up on Channel 8 this evening on the VCU women's team and, you know, how they've kind of been, you know, making a name for themselves leading the A-10. So we'll have that coming up on 8 Sports at 6 o'clock. So
I love it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll get you back. That's our friend Natalie Calabat from ABC 8. She does sports at 6 and 11 and any other time, and truly one of the nicest people we've got here in Central Virginia. Thanks for coming out.
Jeff, you're awesome. Thanks for having me.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.